Hey, yo!
What up? My name is CJ, and this is CJ's Take. Welcome to my podcast.
CJ got a podcast, everybody. But you already know that, don't you? How y'all doing today? Hope everyone is doing okay. Hope you guys started your week as energetic as I did mine yesterday. Hope everyone is doing perfectly, staying healthy. Hope you talked to God this morning. I'm going to share this. So I started the week before last. I started praying using this Bible app on my phone. And this Bible app, they have beautiful Bible devotions that you could follow every day, and it's been an incredible journey. The U version of Bible app. So I started following that with a friend, and we did that. We're praying for something for a week. We did finish that, and then we're going to last week without a devotion. So we thought, okay, cool. We finish our devotion, you know, for the extended period of time, and then that's it. Let's move on. But then again, we felt empty, and then we said, well, we had a great time doing that devotion. Why don't you do another one? So we started another one today, and it's been incredible. It's good to be praying. It's good to have a plan, guys. I don't know, I'm speaking from experience here. If you have a plan, it helps you to stay on track, you know, to monitor your connection with God and how you talk to Him about the things you do. It kind of helps you stay on the right track. So you might want to try. All right, I'm coming to you guys again from my office, actually, because it's also another crazy week for me, just like last week. But I try as much as I can to always come through and bring you guys episodes of the podcast to let you guys know what's going through my mind. And that's what we're about to do right now. So today, I took a moment and I was reflecting on everything that's happening in the world right now. Everything that has been happening in the world for the past 2 years. And I realized that a lot of people are struggling with a lot of things. A lot of people are going through a lot of things, struggling with a lot of difficulty. And I just want to speak to someone today. Okay? I want to speak to somebody. Today I want to talk about staying strong when you're facing adversity. Because everyone around the world has faced or is facing some sort of adversity since the pandemic broke last 2 years ago. So today I'm coming at you from the heart. It's still the coronavirus season, and I know that a lot of you out there are dealing with a whole lot of stuff. You know, businesses shut down, jobs are lost. You're going through a whole lot. I mean, I've had my own bad times too, and I'm still struggling with a whole lot of them. But I do tell myself every time I start thinking about me, and then every time I feel like I want to get into that whining mode where I want to go into some pity party, I tell myself that I know that people like you, yes, you who's listening to me right now, I know that people like you are going through a lot worse than I ever could be going through. It is a war out there, and it is a war against an unseen enemy that some like to call the coronavirus. But I want us to know that it's also a mental war between ourselves. Because you're fighting everything, all this information that's poured into you, that is making you feel fear. All the things that are really happening in your life that are making you to feel fear at this time. But the only way to win is to win internally. If you can overcome and win this mental battle, then no matter what else happens to you in your life, you're always going to be able to emerge victorious. I once heard a wise man say, winning a mental battle is finding a way to do within what you're doing without. Meaning, when all hope seems lost, when all the walls seem like they're caving on you, and life is just trying to put you in, you know, put you in a chokehold or something, you are able to give yourself a personal pep talk and to remind yourself that this too shall pass, that everything will be all right, because you've been in situations before. It might have been a lot different than this one, but I want you to think back and remember that everything was all right. It never was as bad as you thought. Everything does happen for a reason. But I know that when I get down the dumps, when I get into my sour place where I feel like things are not working, that's when I get into my bag of tricks. And what do? I give myself a personal pep talk. I'm like, CJ, you're built for this. CJ, you're wired for this. CJ, you'll get through this. CJ, dig deep. CJ, give more. And that's exactly what I want you to do. I need you to keep your positivity locked in. Keep your positive mindset locked in. I know a lot of negative things are going on in the world right now. A lot of things that just make hope seem lost and inexistent. But I want you to keep your positive mindset in place. And all the negative thoughts, the negative demons, I need you to keep them blocked. Today is the day for you to start winning your mental battles. You know, anxiety, depression, sadness, fear, be gone. You are a gift of God. The universe has your back. But it's only going to act in your favor when you start mentally thinking, staying positive, not speaking negativity into your existence. I know the news and everybody around you is going to be feeding you and feeding you, but sometimes you just got to turn it off and find yourself a strong, mental, happy place and go there. I love this quote. It says, "Some of the greatest battles will be fought within the silent chambers of your own soul." It's deep. And that's why I implore you to dig deep. To dig deeper than you ever have before in your life. Because this coronavirus is real and it's got all of us shook. It's okay not to be okay. But you know what? It's not okay to stay there. It's not okay to stay there for an extended period of time while in our misery, living in fear. You have everything inside of you to emerge victorious. So, this is the moment, this is the time for you to start winning every day, winning your everyday mental battles with yourself. Because when you can do that, you find yourself climbing over the hump and making each and every day of your life, no matter what, a win's day. Win your mental battles. It's a great day to win. Let's go. My name is CJ, and that's my take. I'll see you next time. Peace.